Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today we're diving headfirst into something that's crucial for navigating this crazy rollercoaster ride called life. Staying positive when things inevitably go sour. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of lemons? Life throws curveballs, disappointments, setbacks, you name it. It can feel overwhelming, right? But here's the thing, folks. Positivity isn't about burying your head in the sand and pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about finding that inner strength, that resilience to bounce back, even when life hands you a heaping pile of lemons. It's about choosing to focus on what you can control, learning from the sour stuff, and ultimately making lemonade out of those lemons. So how do we do it? How do we cultivate this positive mindset when things get tough? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you turn those lemons into a refreshing glass of lemonade. First off, reframe your perspective. You know that feeling when something bad happens and your mind races to the worst case scenario? Stop it. Instead of letting negativity take over, try to see the situation from a different angle. Maybe there's a hidden opportunity in disguise, or maybe the setback is actually a stepping stone to something even better. Remember, challenges are inevitable, but how we perceive them determines our response. Next up, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But it's powerful. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your attention away from negativity and fosters a sense of contentment. Thirdly, take action. Sitting around wallowing in self-pity won't get you anywhere. When life throws you lemons, don't just sit there. Take control by taking actionable steps to address the situation. Even small actions can make a big difference, and they empower you to feel more in charge of your circumstances. Fourthly, learn from your mistakes. Okay, so you messed up. It happens to the best of us. Instead of beating yourself up, view it as a learning opportunity. Analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and use that knowledge to make better decisions in the future. Remember, growth comes from our failures, not despite them. And finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know the saying, birds of a feather flock together? It's true. The people you spend time with have a huge influence on your mindset. Seek out those who uplift and inspire you, and avoid negativity vampires who drain your energy. Remember, positivity is contagious, so choose wisely. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Imagine this. You're finally crushing it at work, you've landed a promotion you've been working towards, and you're feeling on top of the world. But then bam. The rug gets pulled out from under you, your company merges with another one, and they decide to lay off a bunch of people, including you. Talk about a buzzkill, right? That's what happened to my friend Sarah a few months ago. She was devastated. I mean, she had worked so hard, put in long hours, and finally reached the pinnacle of her career. Suddenly, everything felt like it was crashing down around her. But instead of spiraling into despair, she decided to turn lemons into lemonade. First, she took some time to grieve the loss, acknowledge her feelings, and allow herself to feel bummed out. Then, she started thinking about what this new chapter could hold. She dusted off her old resume, networked with people in her field, and even enrolled in a course to learn new skills. Now, she's starting her own business. Talk about resilience, right? So, remember, when life throws you curveballs in it, well, don't just accept the lemons. Use them as fuel to grow, learn, and create something amazing. It's all about perspective, action, and a whole lot of positivity. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for staying positive when things get tough? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind. We've got fresh episodes every day packed with tips and insights to help you build resilience, discipline, and a mindset that can conquer anything. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep making lemonade.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.